The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House, fine Austrian dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful that you have decided to hang out with us this afternoon, a Wednesday afternoon, on your way home. With us in studio, as he is at least once a month, is our good friend Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM. Welcome back to the News Hour, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here again. So, tell us real quick, 60 seconds, what is Square One?
Square One DSM is a part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Yay. We are all things entrepreneurial. We work with companies anywhere from I have an idea and I don't know what to do next to I need to raise my Series A round of several million dollars and everything in between.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've been talking about recently is how to fund some of these operations.
You know, exactly.
That's always part of the problem and or part of the solution, depending on how good you are, right?
Funding is a complex topic. Everybody needs to take funding, but sometimes people really do.
Absolutely. And you have a monthly opportunity where people get to come in and talk about what they're doing and a little pitch. Not really a pitch, but at least have a conversation.
Yeah, we call it Startup Stories. Uh-huh. And it's really about stories about the entrepreneurs in our area all through central Iowa. And we are doing that next Wednesday at 11:30 in the morning, 11:30 to 1. We do a lunch from 11:30 to noon. Bring your own, or we'll provide you one if you want to pay for it. And then at noon, we do an interview program. For about 30 minutes, I interview my guest, and then we open up some questions from the floor.
There you go.
And it's here downtown Des Moines. Register at squareonedsm.com. Come and join us.
There you go. And we will have all those links, of course, on the podcast page. With us is the founder, and you've brought somebody with you that's going to be appearing next week. So tell us a little bit about this.
So I met Elizabeth several months ago. She's got a really interesting company called Upcraft Club. It is, in essence, a marketplace for digital patterns for sewing everything from clothing to things like quilts and throws and all this type of
stuff.
But what's happened in that market is it's gone from a paper pattern to now there's also digital. It didn't replace paper, but there's a lot of younger people, younger thinking people, digital people making patterns at home and selling them online. And there hasn't been a marketplace. There hasn't been that Etsy or eBay to go. You had to know there was 1,000 people making them and 1,000 people trying to buy them. Now there's a market.
Interesting.
So that's what she's been up to.
And Elizabeth Caven is in studio. Elizabeth, come on over here. Let's talk to you a little bit. Welcome to the News Hour. Great.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is really exciting because when Mike asked me whether or not I remembered paper patterns, I do, because I did take home ec in high school.
Excellent.
I figured that's where all the girls were hanging out, so I was in
good
home
thinking.
Ec. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Served me well, by the way. But anyhow, the more important thing is your business. It is called the Upcraft Club, and this is part of this whole DIY trend and experience, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, Upcraft Club is an e-commerce marketplace for these digital patterns, and we're giving new access to the patterns because they're digital. And this is how I actually learned how to sew. So I took home ec, you know, when I was in high school, and sewing just didn't really interest me much. But when I found the world of digital patterns, online classes, it really changed things for me, and I'm a huge fan of sewing. So I love to sew and now connect people with new tools.
Tell me a little bit about why you love to sew. Is it the creative side of that?
Yeah, it's the creative side. You can be so proud of something. Like when my kids wear something that I've sewed for them, it's a lot of fun to see them running around in it and having a lot of joy in it. You also can recycle, repurpose things. And that's a big movement that we're seeing now where a lot of people get into sewing because they want to waste less. And so they repurpose things and sew it into something new. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity. I'm a little confused, however. I've got to figure this one out because, as I understand it, how do I get your pattern? I mean, how do I know if I go in to buy a bolt of something or, you know, whatever the stuff is, you know, the bolt, I think, is a lot of stuff. Yeah. A couple of yards of fabric.
Yeah.
How do I know that you're alive?
Oh, good question. Well, in fabric stores now, what we're doing is connecting people with the digital patterns. And so fabric stores now like Stitch in the East Village mm-hmm. in Des Moines. You can go there and you can discover some of our digital patterns through a special card. And it shows you how much fabric you need to make, whatever it is that you're going to make on the card, and then gives you a link to our website. And when you buy the pattern from us, it's emailed to you and it's a PDF. So you can view it on any device. I always sew with my iPad sitting right next to me. Some people use their mobile phones, but you can sew with your pattern right there.
Okay, so back in the day when I was sewing with a pattern, I used to have to take the pattern, lay it on the cloth so that I could cut it out and all that. Can you still do that?
Yes. Yeah, you print it at home. And you have your regular paper that comes out of your printer is what you kind of assemble together. It's very easy. And that's what you sew from. And what's beautiful about it is it's print on demand as you want to sew it. And you only have to print the pieces that you need to sew. So if you're only making one size, you print the one size instead of in the past where you had 10 sizes on a pattern and you had to look at all of them.
Now, for the retail space that has your cards, mm-hmm. this means a little less inventory space that has to be dedicated to all of these books and patterns and all of this kind of stuff. They must like that because they aren't carrying inventory and have more space.
Absolutely. Well, it gives the customers then a choice. So you can stock paper patterns, and there's some wholesale cost to that for the stores. And then you have the digital option, which really comes at no cost to them, but provides new revenue to them.
So
it's very
exciting.
So tell
us about the revenue mix here. This is kind of interesting.
Yeah. So stores make a percentage of the sale, and the designers actually keep more in their pocket. The designers of these patterns, because right now if they want distribution into stores, they have to go through an expensive printing on paper. They store all these pallets of patterns in their garage, and so we allow this entirely new process of mass distribution for a digital.
Wow, I think this is fabulous. It really is. So yeah, it really is kind of cool. I mean, who would have thought? And it's this whole world, and I asked you before we went on the air, this whole idea of mommy blogging, you know, that's a huge area of the social media world. I mean, moms that blog about stuff, is this kind of in the same space?
Absolutely. So I really got my start in this industry as a blogger. And I would sew things, I'd make them for my kids, and then I'd post pictures up online and talk about what I did and what I was making. And I started getting requests for some of the things I was making, like, hey, is there a pattern for that? And so I thought, hey, this pattern thing could be cool. And a couple of years ago, I put my first pattern together. And now I've published 8 since then of my own designs.
Good for you.
It's really exciting. And there's a great community online.
Elizabeth Caven, ladies and gentlemen, is her name. The company is called Upcraft Club. So I ask this, and Michael knows it's coming. You know, I ask this to every entrepreneur that he brings in for his startup stories. I said, okay, I get it. Are you making any money?
Yes.
Yay! I love that answer.
Yep. Elizabeth, how many countries have you sold in so far?
So we currently have customers in all 50 states and in 80 countries around the world because, again, it's a digital product and it works
anywhere.
That's right. We also have over 14,000 registered users on the site.
So let me ask you about the mechanics of this real quickly. So if I am a creator of something, of clothing, okay? And I come to you and I say, hey, I've got this really cool pattern. What is it that I have to provide to you on the back end so that you're able to go ahead and put this out there in your process?
Oh, sure. So if you've created a pattern, typically they're done in like the Adobe suite of products like Illustrator, and you've put it all together. All you give to me is the PDF file, and we create the listing just like any marketplace.
And of course, the retailer, the guy that was selling the patterns, the paper patterns, gets a cut.
Yep. That's right.
The designer gets a cut. And I suspect
Upcraft Club does as well. Yes. We really have tried to make it a win-win-win by connecting these very disparate ways of selling patterns in the past. We connect them.
I'm really outside of this world now. So you're going to have to ask, how much does a pattern usually run?
Our average pattern is $10.
Okay.
And you can sew it up at 2 a.m. in the morning if you want to. You can buy it any time of day.
Any time of the day or night. When the moment you get inspiration, go for it, right?
That's right.
I think this is just fabulous. You're going to have a sold-out crowd next week, Michael. I can tell you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, you know, it happens, and lots of people are sitting there going, why didn't I think of that? You know, it's very cool. Very good. Good on you, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you, and I'm excited to talk about it next week, so we'd love to see a lot of people there.
You know, Mike does these things, and of course, we get them first, and then we kind of blow it all over the place so that people can listen to your story before they go down there. I think it's kind of fun.
We appreciate your help.
My pleasure, sir. Mike Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, from Square One DSM, and her name is Elizabeth Caven. The company is Upcraft Club. You just heard about how to design and build all kinds of cool things at home, digitally. I love it. We love it. We certainly do. All right, we've got to get out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Our thanks to Nick Kuhn, who is in talking about food trucks. Food trucks, good. Food trucks, very, very good, as many of the metro areas are finding out. And it is a new economic development rider for people who want brick and mortar, but they just got to get there first. And they do that with a food truck. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Mark McDowell is the program director for the stations. Mary Sayre, our liaison. For all of our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.